Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Elsie.
Oh, man.
What?
My bum kind of hurts from...
因为你真的跌倒啊, you fell down
yeah,
all the time.
It's not easy, guys. Actually, skiing and snowboarding are actually very, very, very hard.
Very hard.
Yeah.
So, extreme sports.
It's very extreme.
极限运动.
So, we saw Tom and Polly, they're on a ski vacation, and it's Tom. He's actually going skiing for the first time.
Yeah, so they're at this rental shop renting ski gear.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's you need quite a lot of stuff in order to ski. You need the boots, you need your skis, a suit, helmet, and a mask.
And you need bindings and poles.
So that's a lot of things that you need to do.
Right.
And on top of that, you also have to try to stay warm and dry, too.
So yes.
It's a very, very expensive sport, too.
Yeah, you need to have the money. Okay, so after you get geared up, you are ready to go.
That's true, okay? I'm so ready to go. I am also so ready to go on a ski vacation. It must be so beautiful with all the snow.
Yeah.
And after you ski, you can sit by the fireplace, or if you're in Japan, you can even go to the hot spring.
Oh, 温泉.
Sounds so great, right?
Sounds great.
All right, so let's take a look at Tom and see how he does on his ski vacation.
All right.
We a ski vacation.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to talk about some words you can use when you go skiing.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Chairlift, rental shop, ski, binding, ski boot, snowboard, pole, helmet, ski mask, balaclava, goggles, piste, green, red, black slope. Tom and Polly get out of the chairlift.
The view from up here is beautiful.
Right. Polly, I'm scared.
It's okay. I know it's your first time. We'll stay on the piste.
But what if I fall down?
You'll be fine. Look, this is a green slope. It's easy.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
Remember to look in front of you, not down at your skis.
Look at that guy on his snowboard.
He's having fun. Let's have fun too. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Here I go. Whee!
Wow! Good job, Tom.
Polly skis after him.
Stay, stay. Danny ran inside the store while his mother stayed outside and waited. Danny ran inside the store while his mother stayed outside and waited. Fall, 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 fell, fallen. Amelia fell off the roof and broke her leg. Amelia fell off the roof and broke her leg. Remember, remember. Remember to look both ways before you cross the street. Remember to look both ways before you cross the street. In front of, in front of. Peter parked his car in front of the house and waited for his wife to come out. Peter parked his car in front of the house and waited for his wife to come out.
认识字汇
View Slope.
All right, I hope Tom isn't as bad as me because he's going to be in pain the next day. All right, the conversation first starts with a scenario and we see Tom and Polly get out of the chairlift.
Oh, 这边的背景说到的是 Tom 跟 Polly, 他们刚从这个 chairlift, 也就是专门载运滑雪者的登山吊椅起来了。So, sometimes you go up the mountain by chairlift, but sometimes you go up the mountain by gondola, 有的时候会搭缆车上山。所以呢,他们现在到山上了, they are on the mountain.
And the difference between the chairlift and the gondola is the chairlift is usually...open space. So if you fall down,
you fall down.
Bye. But in a gondola, you're safe. You're inside of a car.
对
It's safer that way.
Yes.
All right. So next, Polly says, the view from up here is beautiful. Okay. Because, right, you have to go kind of up onto the mountain in order for you to have...the slopes, so you can slide down. So they need to go from the bottom to the top of the mountain. So as they're going up, she says, the view is beautiful. Now, a view is the things that you can see from our particular place. For example, you can look at a view of Taipei 101 on Elephant Mountain. You can climb on top of Elephant Mountain, you can see, Taipei 101, you can see a little bit of Taipei City. Or I can say we have a beautiful night view from our apartment.Okay, there's another word that you can use as well. We can use the word scenery. Scenery, for example, it's meant to talk more about like natural scenery. Oh, not natural, but like things like the mountain or the lakes or even the city view. So you can say the scenery on Yangmingshan is beautiful. Or I could say I can enjoy the scenery right from my hotel room.
Wow, so good. View 这个字呢它是景象或是视野。那 scenery, 刚刚 Tiffany 提到这个字呢是风景。那它是一个不可数的名词哦。那我们说到 Polly 她在山上往下看。他觉得他看到的景象很漂亮。What about Tom? Is he okay now?
If Tom is like me, I don't think he'll be okay. And we see here, Tom says, right, Polly, I'm scared.
I'm scared. He's scared to death.
He's very scared.
他很害怕。So,Is he scared of height or he's scared of skiing?
I think he's probably scared of heights because if you're in a chairlift, I do think that's a lot scarier than the...
Oh, it's...
Yeah, remember, if you fall down, it's bye.
Yeah.
Bye forever.
Yeah.
So I think he's really scared as he's slowly going up. He's not like Polly where he's like, oh, the view is nice. It's beautiful. He's like, oh my God. We can say he's panicking too. He's panicking.
很恐慌
Yeah. All right. So Polly says, it's okay. I know it's your first time. We'll stay on the pist. Okay. So she knows maybe he's maybe scared of the height. He's also...maybe nervous as well for skiing for the first time, but she says, we'll stay on the pist. So let's take a look at the word stay. It's spelled S-T-A-Y, stay. Stay here is a verb, and it means to remain in the same place, in an area or a group. So you can continue to be at that place or with that person. For example, if you have a dog, usually you tell your dog to stay. And when you tell your dog to stay, it means you want the dog to remain there. The dog, you don't want the dog to go anywhere else. Or we can also say our teacher told us to stay in our seats. So we shouldn't get up and walk around the classroom to sharpen our pencils or to go to the bathroom. We need to stay here. Okay, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Danny ran inside the store while his mother stayed outside and waited. Danny ran inside the store while his mother stayed outside and waited.
Stay 在文章中呢是停留的意思。那我们的例句说到 Danny 他跑进去一家店里面，那他的妈妈这个时候在干嘛呢？他等在外面。那接下来呢，我们有个问题啊。What about the word pissed? What does it mean?
Right. So I think it could be pronounced as pissed or piste. I think piste sounds more like
romantic.
Okay. So basically, that's just a ski trail or a ski path.
Okay, so what I mean is when you're skiing, like I think when you start out for the first time, you stay at a certain area that's not too dangerous, right? Mm-hmm. Because you can't go up too high.
Right.
If you go up too high, it's faster going down. It's more dangerous. So
yes.
It's the easier area, the beginner area. So we can also say we can stay on this track or this path. Or if you're going specifically to go skiing or snowboarding, usually we can say we can stay on the beginner slopes. Now, slope is basically a hill. So I think I'm going to stay in the beginner slopes too. I'm not so good.
初学者可以留在 beginner slopes, 也就是为初学者准备的滑雪坡地, or stay on the piste, 就是留在滑雪道上面. But Tom here is still scared.
I don't worry. I've been there too. Tom says, but what if I fall down? Okay, well, there's nothing wrong with falling down, but I think we should be worried about the pain the next day.
Yeah, you just get hurt.
Yeah. Let's first learn what the word fall means. It's spelled F-A-L-L, fall. Fall is a verb and it means to suddenly go down onto the ground or towards the ground without doing it on purpose, without intending to, or maybe it was by accident, okay? So if you walk up the stairs and you accidentally miss a step, you might fall down. You didn't intend to miss the step, but it just so happened it was an accident. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Amelia fell off the roof and broke her leg. Amelia fell off the roof and broke her leg.
Fall 这个动词呢，在文章中当跌倒的动作。那它的三态要注意哦，是 fall, fell, fallen。
嗯，
那我们说 Amelia 呢，她竟然从屋顶跌落，
oh、
然后弄断了她的一只腿。
What is she doing on the roof anyway?
Maybe fix the roof.
I don't know. Maybe get a professional to do that.
Yeah.、
Oh, wow.
那回到文章呢 ，Tom 他很怕哦，如果他跌倒了怎么办？
Well, honestly, if you fall, you fall. Luckily, it's
you get up.
Snow. You get, yeah, there's a saying, if you fall down, pick yourself up and try again.
Yeah.
Right? So if you fall, you fall. It's all right. Polly says, you'll be fine. Look, this is a green slope. It's easy. So different colors represent how easy or hard the slope is. So she says, you'll be fine. Look. It's a green slope. Okay, maybe there's a sign that says green. Green means easy. Now, when I say look, it means to point something out. If I say look at the time, it means, let's take a look here. Look at my watch.
Okay. Look at the handsome guy.
Ooh.
Okay. Look 的意思呢，就是要让人家看，要让人家注意。那 Polly 要让Tom 看的是什么呢？他让 Tom 看到的是他们现在在绿色的波道上，因为绿色波是给初级者用的，是初级波道。
Mm-hmm. That's right. Tom says, okay, that makes me feel better.
那让我觉得好一点，也就是比较不紧张，不害怕，但是还是有一点 a little bit scared.
A little bit nervous, right?
Yeah.
Polly says, remember to look in front of you, not down at your skis, okay? To look in front of you, not down in your skis. It's kind of like driving, right? Look in front of you, not at your steering wheel. Yeah, or don't look around at other places, okay? So she says, remember. Remember here is spelled R-E-M-E-M-B-E-R. Remember. Remember is a verb and it means to keep in mind something so you think about it again. So remember means to think about something again because the word re means again. So you can think about it like this, you think about it again, okay? Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, remember to look both ways before you cross the street. Remember to look both ways before you cross the street.
Remember 这个动词呢是记得记住的意思所以我们例句说啊在你过马路之前 before you cross the street 记得要看两边 both ways 左边右边都要看那相反的话呢就是忘记 forget 这个字 So when I was skiing I always looked down at my ski because I was worried right
yeah
no wonder I fell down so many times so instead of looking at my skis I should look in front of me
so you forgot to look in front of you me too I was nervous too because I'm like oh no my feet are like that it's not going straight so
yeah
that's why we weren't doing so well but it's okay I remember now next time I will remind you
mm-hmm.
and you can remind me
yeah,
as well
to look
in front of us.
That's right. And here we see the word in front of. This is actually a phrase. So it's spelled in, front, front, of, of, in front of. All right, now this phrase is pretty easy to understand. It means an object or a thing that's in the front. So, for example, please take the pen in front of you or in front of the desk. Remember, in front of can be within any object. So if I say, please take the pen in front of you, it means the pen is not on the side or behind or under the desk. It's right in front of you, okay? Or I can also say, the person in front of you cut the line. So it's not the person here or the person here. It's the person here. It's the person in front of here that cut in front of you, that went in front of the line. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Peter parked his car in front of the house and waited for his wife to come out. Peter parked his car in front of the house and waited for his wife to come out.
Hey, Tiffany.
Oh.
You are standing in front of me.
I'm so sorry. I forgot.
Okay, fine.
I'm sorry.
In front of 就是在前方，所以刚刚 Tiffany 站在我的前方，代表我在她的后方。I was behind you,、mm-hmm. right? 那我们说到这个 in front of 的时候，例句给的是什么呢？ Peter 他把他的车停在他家的前方，然后等他的老婆从家里面出来。那相反就是刚我们说到的 behind 这个字在后方。
Mm-hmm. All right, so next,Tom says, look at that guy on his snowboard.
Oh, so someone is snowboarding.
Ooh.
Snowboarding is difficult, different from skiing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Skiing, remember, you have two boards that you put on the left foot、yeah. and the right foot. Snowboarding is like skateboarding, but your feet are attached to the board.
Oh, 所以像玩滑板一样，只是在雪上滑，而且你的脚是绑在那个板子上面的。
Mm.
Oh, that's hard for me too.
I know. It's hard to when you fall down because you have to get up and then、
yeah.
you can't even walk back up the slope.
You have to jump.
You have to like use your butt to、mm. scoot back or something. There's different ways to. You can be very creative about that. All right, next. Polly says, he's having fun.Let's have fun too. Are you ready?
Oh,
okay, right. So instead of, and you can also say he's having a great time or he's enjoying himself, right? When you want to do these activities, when you're going skiing, snowboard, or anything, you want to have fun. You want to laugh and you want to enjoy the moment.
对呀，或者是呢，有的时候人家要出远门要玩的时候，你可以跟他说 have fun, 玩得愉快。
Mm-hmm, or enjoy yourself, have a great time.
Yes.
You can always wish someone to.You know,
have fun.
Exactly.
Tom's been 准备好了吗? Is he ready?
Well, he says, I'm ready. Here I go. So he's at the top of the slope、uh-huh. and he's going to try to slide down now. So he goes, wee!
Wee! He goes down.
Yes, he goes down the slope. Hopefully he doesn't fall or something.
Right, so finally he's not scared anymore.
That's right. I think when you actually try it and when you actually do it, it's not as scary as you think.
Right.
And luckily, Polly's a very good friend. She says, wow,Good job, Tom. And then Polly skis after him.
Oh, so 最后呢 Polly 就给他夸奖一下 Good job, 做得好、
mm, Very, very good. Maybe he did a little bit better than us.
Yeah, and then Polly 就接着滑下去了、
mm-hmm.
Maybe this time Polly falls down,
yeah,
right?
The expert falls down. That would be something funny to see. All right, so、let's take a quick break. We'll go to our magic box first, and we'll be right back for our review time.
Okay.
找亮点 Hello, 我是 Casey 日常生活中或是在职场上应该会常常需要夸奖别人某件事情做得很不错的机会吧今天就来学学各种好棒棒的英文说法吧最常见也是最口语的就是 good job 或是 well done 啦都可以用来称赞别人做得好非常的实用除了刚刚两个最常听到的还有其他哪些可以用来称赞别人的话呢可能你常常会听到美国人说的 awesomeExcellent, fantastic, impressive, 等等都有赞美你做得漂亮太棒了令人印象深刻这样的意思如果你嫌这些字都太短那你可以学学以下这些如果你的朋友刚刚完成一场表演你觉得他的表现真的太好了那你可以对他说 Your show was great, you rock 其中的 you rock 有着很酷很厉害或者是完成一件大事的感觉哦相同的说法呢你也可以说 you nailed it you nailed it 有种很完美的完成了某件事情的感觉 其中的 nail 呢是钉子的意思，但这句话跟钉钉子可是一点关系都没有哦。当然你也可以表达对他的表现让你感到非常的与有荣焉，这时候呢你可以告诉他 I'm so proud of you， 我为你感到骄傲。其中的 be proud of somebody 有着以某个人为荣这样的意思。除了这些之外呢，你可能也会听到 That's the best ever， 是我看过最棒的，或者 You're on top of it， 你是最好的，是数一数二顶尖的。以上说了这么多，考大家以下三个选项哪一个不是可以用来赞美对方表现很好呢？ A. You rock， B. Good job， C. Hang in there。 休息一下，答案马上揭晓了啊，拜拜。
The answer is C. Hang in there， 可以解释成撑着点，撑下去，可以用在帮朋友打气，消除对方紧张的情绪时。你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, we have the board out. What game is this?
Hangman.
It's Hangman time. All right, so you guys try to make a guess. Okay. Or else you can make a guess. Yeah. You guys can play too. You can write on a piece of paper and try along with us. Mm-hmm. So I have this first word for you.
How many letters?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh,
eight letters.
Big word. Okay, I'll go from the vowel A.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
What? There's no A?
No.
What about E?
Oh, this is a magic letter.
Why? Oh, because there are three E's.
Yes.
Now I know what this word is. Re. Oh. Ma'am.Remember. Remember.
How do you spell it?
Okay, so R-E-R-E, mem, M-E-M, and ber, B-E-R.
Very good. Wow,、remember. You got that within one go.
Yes.
Remember means to think about something again.
记得?
Yeah. Do you want to try one more?
Okay, one more.
Okay, let's do one more. Man, Elsie's good.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Good at this.
Let's think. I know. Oh, no.
1, 2, 3.Four letters. 四个字母我们有 stay 还有 fall. 那我先从 stay, 我先从 A 开始。A.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
The third one is A, so stay.
Oh, man. Is that what you want to write? Are you sure?
Stay.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, oh my gosh.My pen is running out of ink.
Okay, so st, and a-y, stay.
Stay. Okay, so stay means to remain at a place to don't move.
停留.
Okay, well, good job, Elsie.
Okay.
She's too smart.
You guys can play this game, too, with your friends.
Mm-hmm. And, but that's all the time that we have for today. Well, we'll see you guys soon.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
We a ski vacation.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to talk about some words you can use when you go skiing.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Chairlift, rental shop, ski, binding, ski boot, snowboard, pole, helmet, ski mask, balaclava, goggles, piste, green, red, black slope. Tom and Polly get out of the chairlift.
The view from up here is beautiful.
Right. Polly, I'm scared.
It's okay. I know it's your first time. We'll stay on the piste.
But what if I fall down?
You'll be fine. Look, this is a green slope. It's easy.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
Remember to look in front of you, not down at your skis.
Look at that guy on his snowboard.
He's having fun. Let's have fun too.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Here I go. Whee!
Wow! Good job, Tom!
Polly skis after him.
Stay. Stay. Danny ran inside the store while his mother stayed outside and waited. Danny ran inside the store while his mother stayed outside and waited. Fall. Fall. Fall, fell, fallen. Amelia fell off the roof and broke her leg. Amelia fell off the roof and broke her leg. Remember, remember. Remember to look both ways before you cross the street. Remember to look both ways before you cross the street. In front of, in front of. Peter parked his car in front of the house and waited for his wife to come out. Peter parked his car in front of the house and waited for his wife to come out.
认识字汇
View Slope